Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Big Wavy Roy Johnson here.
Hello everyone, this is the interview queen, Alicia Tu.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis.
This is the professional Nathan Crew.
This is Veggie.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in withdrawal, and the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan.
The one and only shot with Thunder Willie Mack.
This is Shreddy Breck, a.k.a. Mr. Clangin' and Bangin'.
And you're listening to...
You are listening to...
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by a guy who's miles better than you, Miles Kamen. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, mate. How are you?
I'm really good, yeah.
Cool. Thank you for bringing me on the podcast.
Yeah, I've wanted you on for a while since Andy from North was on beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you were teaming with Lucas Steele's next show.
Yeah, I was indeed.
Yeah, so I've wanted you on since about then.
Ah, cool, mate. Thank you very much. I think this is like my first podcast, to be fair.
Wow.
So this is cool to me. So, yeah.
So first question I've got to ask is, because Cameron Solis wanted me to ask you, how many miles better is Miles than you? I don't know if he means better than me.
So I am a lot miles better than him.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
All right, so my first question always gives your age away. So who was your favourite wrestler growing up?
Favourite wrestler? This actually, I'd say, like, my first thing that comes to mind, Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, I used to watch wrestling around, like, 06 to, like, 2010. So, like, Jeff Hardy was definitely, like, my favourite. Rey Mysterio was up there as well. And I'd probably say The Undertaker. Those were my top three growing up, I'd say.
Yeah, it's, everybody in their early 20s, it's either Jeff Hardy or Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, like, I missed out on, like, the Attitude Era. I missed out on the best parts of, like, the Ruthless Aggression. I got the PG Era.
Yeah.
So those are my favourite.
Yeah, I'll give my age away now. I discovered drinking, girls and rock and roll when the Attitude Era stopped, so I stopped watching wrestling.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, I think I was 16 when it started.
Oh, God.
So that gives my age away.
At least you could watch it live. That's great. I have to go back on, like, old YouTube clips. That's my way of watching it.
Yeah, I've gone back and watched it. Yeah, and it was great. Gutted
it. I imagine. I'm jealous of anyone who, like, grew up in that era.
Yeah. So what prompted you to don the tights and get in the ring?
This is kind of like, this is kind of like a long-winded answer. So basically, me and my mates, like my mate Kai at the time, like he enjoyed wrestling, I enjoyed wrestling. So we're like, why don't we give this a go? Why don't we try and give this a go? Because at the gym we were at, they had like a little boxing ring. So we'd used to go in there and just like, mess about, essentially, I think, like try and wrestle, and like we're thinking, why don't we try this for real? Like, it'd be really good fun.
Yeah.
And like that's kind of where it stemmed from. Like, I always, from that point onwards, thought it'd be really cool to try, essentially. And then, yeah.
And where did
I guess I tried it.
Where did you start training?
My first training school was grapple wrestling in Leeds. So for the first 6 months of my training, this was in July the 3rd was my first training session, like 2016, that was it.
Yeah.
So I trained with Marty Jones to begin with.
Wow.
For like the first 6 months at Grapple. Like, to be fair, that is probably one of the best starts you can get.
I was going to say, you can't like, pick somebody much better than Marty Jones as your teacher.
What a sport legend. Like, show me the ropes. I can't complain.
No.
So like, he was my first coach there, and then like a situation of training changed, so El Aguero took over Thursday trainings,
wow,
which is the trainings I used to go to. So Leagues was my second coach, and then was like my main coach for such a long time after that. So like, my first experience with wrestling was through Marty and Leagues.
Wow.
Yeah, hell of a learning experience that.
And how long into your training do you have your first match?
9 months, I think. I think it was 9 months before like the opportunity came at Gauntlet.
Wow.
I was like, I came in third, got beaten up for like 2 minutes, got hit with a belt by Cowboy John, and then lost. Yeah, that was my first experience. Gauntlet matched in for Grapple.
Cool. So take us back to your first singles match. What do you remember about it in hindsight? Was it any good? Or?
First singles match was with Seb Strife, part of the Lion Kings.
Oh yes, yeah.
At the time, like me being thinking like I was much better than I was. I was over the moon. Like I was like, oh, this was great. Watching it back, like, this is great. This is how you wrestle. Now, looking at it, I don't want to watch it.
No,
I was not good at all. Like I just wasn't good. Like nothing on Seb. He did the best with what he could at the time. But like, I just wasn't. I was nowhere near ready, to say the least.
I think the only person I've asked in the 2 years of me doing interviews who actually enjoyed the first match was Alexis Falcon. She said she still goes back and watches it now. She loved it that
really?
Much.
Yes. I look back at my matches and think, God, what was I doing? I'm ashamed.
So how did the character develop and how's it evolved over the years?
So I'd say like my first character was The Opportunist. That was like my first like idea as such, and basically that stemmed from like my real life, like how I went about wrestling. So like at the time I would always go to shows, I would always help put the ring up, take it down, first car there, last to leave, basically trying to like hustle for any opportunity I got. And it made me think like, huh, I am kind of like an opportunist. Like
yes.
I'd take any opportunity I got, whether it was a multi-man match or a singles match or any opportunity I'd take. So I thought this would be cool to turn into a character and see if I can portray my real life self in wrestling. And then it kind of developed, I thought of like a little catchphrase of like, because I'm obviously young, I'm a young guy in wrestling, I thought of like the young gun of pro wrestling. That was more difficult to portray. So like the opportunist was like my whole persona. The young gun was kind of like a little layer to that character, but I struggled to portray that, so I kind of dropped it. Plus, the young guns, I'm pretty sure you know, are on fire at the moment.
Yes.
So I can't be called the young gun of pro wrestling because
there's already some.
So yeah, they're killing it at the moment. So yeah, that I kind of dropped that because my catchphrase with the young gun was chance creating, opportunity taking, young gun of pro wrestling. And that was like my big catchphrase, but I could never really portray it as much as I wanted to.
Yes.
So I kind of dropped that. And then it was at the World of Sport tour was happening in like January. I was on crew, I was helping out and stuff. And Alex Shane came up to me and he said he was thinking about like my character and stuff like that. And he told me to utilize my name more.
All right. Okay.
My name being Miles. So like, that made me think, and like he gave me like the inspiration to think of this Miles Better Than You shtick that I've got going on. So
that's a bit more snappier than the other catchphrase.
Yeah, like it's definitely a real nice play on words as well, because I can say I'm Miles and Miles and Miles and just keep going and going and going, and like it's just a real defiant character. But then the opportunist I still go back to, because that is my overall image. That is what I am. But then as a layer, I say I'm Miles Better Than You. So I'd say it's a mixture between like the opportunist and Miles Better Than You, I guess. That's what I'm going with at the moment.
And do you prefer to work face or heel?
I have no preference, really. Depends what mood. Like, if I show up and I'm in a mood, I will be annoying and I will hate the fans. If I show up in a good mood, I will like the fans. It depends what mood I show up in on the day, I guess. Like, yeah, you can either catch me on a bad day and I'll say I'm Miles Better Than You. You can catch me on a good day and I'll be nice to you, I guess.
Yeah, because I think the Miles Better Than You can work either way. You can be like a rock type character, Miles better than your opponents, or you can be Miles better than the fans.
Yeah, it all depends on the mood I'm in when I show up, I guess.
Do you have a match type that you particularly enjoy, or a type of opponents you would like to face? Or?
At the moment, like match type, I'm really into tag team wrestling.
All right, okay.
Because at the moment, I'm tagging with here and there with Lucas Steele. I'm tagging with Jack Thornton here and there. And it's just, I just love wrestling those matches because I can be creative. A little bit more creative, personally, because you've got like my partner to bounce off. I just love tag team wrestling. I also love singles just as much. However, at the moment, I'm leaning to more tag team. Plus, I'm in multiple stables and stuff like that, so I will naturally go towards tag team wrestling at the moment. So that's how it's kind of panning out at the moment, I guess.
Yeah, and particularly if somebody like Lucas Steele, the big man, little man. I'm not saying you're little, but compared to Lucas Steele.
compared to Lucas.
Yeah, that's a classic tag team formation. And
yeah.
The power of him compared to the speed of you, it's a nice contrast.
Absolutely. I'd say, like, one of my favourite styles of wrestler to wrestle, a guy like a Nathan Cruz.
Yes.
Because we're very similar, we like the same type of wrestling, so that is showed, that is portrayed into our wrestling. So, like, I really, as challenging as it is, because I've got to compete with Nathan Cruz, that is one of my favourite style of matches to wrestle, because I'm more comfortable in that, and I just prefer it, personally.
Yeah.
That's my style, I guess.
This is the professional Nathan Cruz, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious Podcast, because like me, you are head to toe a pro.
Cool. So if you could change the public's perception of pro wrestling, what would you like to change about it?
I don't know. Is it, like, I guess it depends on, like, that's a tough question. I kind of want it to be cool again.
Yeah.
Like the Attitude Era, because obviously missing out on that era, looking back, it just looks so cool. It looks great. Obviously, you can never replicate that era again because times have changed. Like, culturally, it's much different. Politically, much different. We can't do certain things. But I'd love for it to be cool. And I think, like, AEW at the moment's really bringing that in. Like, WWE as well have their moments. They do real cool stuff that makes me think, wow, wrestling is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is the perception I would love wrestling to be. Like, people are embarrassed to watch wrestling. I think that's shifting a lot recently, which is real nice to see.
Yeah, I think it's the choice you have of wrestling these days. If you don't like wrestling now,
exactly.
There's no way you're going to like it because there's so much choice.
Like, if you're not a fan of WWE, you've got AEW. If you're not a fan of AEW, you've got WWE. You've got Ring of Honor.
Yeah, MLW.
All these companies.
Got, yeah, NWA just come back with a brilliant show.
Exactly. I watched the episode last week. I thought it was brilliant.
I loved it. It's so old school. It just reminded me of an early Raw set in the 80s. Brilliant.
Oh, it was class. I love it.
All right, so what advice would you give to somebody looking to start out in the business?
I think research in schools is a big one, and it's a big message that a lot of the veterans give to younger people as well, because you need the right basis. You need to learn from the right people, especially at the beginning, where if you don't know what you're doing, you can easily get hurt. So, for example, me starting with Mighty Jones, he gave me a solid foundation to wrestle. Then moving on to Ligero, and then my following two coaches, Kip Sabian and Nathan Cruz, those are the guys you want to learn from. So, wow. Just learning from those guys, sorry to veer off a little bit, but
that's right.
Learning from Kip and Nathan gives you that extra level of training that you need. Like, everyone tied in together gave me a perfect foundation, gave me perfect knowledge of wrestling that I need at this stage. So I'd say taking from that, from learning from those guys, younger guys need to find that, they need to find a school that would give them that information. For example, Fighting Spirit in Liverpool, with James Drake and Gibson, like a Pinfall in Manchester. Those are the things you need to look at. And NGW in Newcastle with Rampage, and in Hull and Batley, Grapple with Ligero and Marty. So there's so many schools that young guys can go to. I think they have to if they want to be successful. Those are the right places to be at. So I'd say for a younger guy, you have to find the right school because you need a solid beginning. You need to know how to wrestle first. You need to do the basics right, and then you can progress. So, yeah, just finding the right school.
It must be amazing being trained by such experienced guys who are still in their 20s.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Obviously, Kip, wrestling for AEW, he's getting huge at the moment. He's going to be a star. It was real cool wrestling under him, because the first time I met him, he really took me under his wing, and he didn't need to at all. I only briefly met him, and he already was putting me over. He was saying, I'm going to be a star and all this. He was really, making me more confident, and he didn't need to, but he, took me under his wing. So as soon as I started training with him, he just became such a big influence in me. He got me the opportunity to work at, IPW, places like that. So just being able to learn from him I learned a very sports entertainment style.
Yeah.
More character driven from Kip. And it was such a good learning experience. It was at Hope Wrestling Academy when that was still around. So just being able to like learn from Kip week in, week out, going on the road with him, him getting me these opportunities and really helped me advance my learning in wrestling 100%. And then at the time, while that was still going on, I floated in and out of training with Nathan Cruz, and now I'm training with Nathan Cruz full time.
I interviewed him about 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't believe he was still in his 20s. He's been around for so long.
I think he's been wrestling 12, 13 years now.
Yeah, he was the first Progress champion at 21.
Exactly. So just like that 12 years, 13 years of experience, being able to pick his brain and just ask him questions, learn from him. He picks up these little details. He's great because it really helps me learn much more than I wouldn't know as much. Obviously, that's a generic statement, but like he really picks out the details and helps me find things that I wouldn't find myself.
Yes.
So that's really cool to learn from him in that sense. And me and Nath have a real good bond where we like the same wrestling. So that's why we wrestle similar styles. That's why it was real fun to work to wrestle him, because we just gel and that we just have similar interest in wrestling, I guess. So learning from both of those guys and then combining that with Link's, combining that with my, like, that is the start that you want in wrestling, I personally think. And then training here and there, like, I've done a few seminars with Rampage.
Wow.
Learning from Rampage, like, is there anything more to say? That's one of the best sources of knowledge in wrestling that you can get. I've been to, like, Fighting Spirit a few times, so being able to pick Gibson and James Drake's not mind a little bit, that's been really cool. So I've been learning from all these guys, but my four bases has always been my legs, Kip and Nath, just because of consistency of training. So learning from those four guys and then picking the brain of Rampage, picking the name of these other guys has been really beneficial to my learning.
And you're also in a faction with Nathan Cruz as well.
Yeah.
So where did that come from?
The outfit. So that really came from Nathan seeing something in me, I guess. Because he was already doing some tag stuff with Lucas. And the more I got to know Nathan, the more he saw something in me, I guess. So he wanted to work with me. So we formed this faction called The Outfit. Kind of like a mafia style where I'm the apprentice.
Yeah.
Lucas is the muscle. Nathan's the cap or boss. So we really gel because we have these individual roles that actually suit our position. So obviously, because I'm the youngest, I am the apprentice. I'm learning off these guys. Lucas, as big as he is, it fits perfectly with him being the muscle, and then Nathan being the veteran of the group, it definitely fits him being the boss. So we all gel together because the roles work real nicely.
Yeah, it reminds me a bit of like an evolution type faction.
Yeah, absolutely.
An experienced guy with
that. Yeah, that's a nice way to look at it, definitely.
So what other advice would you give?
Networking's a big thing as well. So the issue I had for like the first year of my training, because I was 15 when I started wrestling.
All right, okay.
I came into like wrestling a kid, like a really young kid. So I was proper nervous to approach anyone or to speak to people. Especially like, and that I didn't go to shows. I didn't help out at shows because I didn't know that. But if I showed more approach behavior, I would have. So I'd suggest to like the younger guys, don't be afraid to like ask questions. Don't be afraid to involve yourself with these people, because you can get to shows, you can learn from other people at those shows, you can help out, you can get opportunities. So I'd say the main two things for like a young guy is to find the right training school, find a reputable school, and be approachable. Don't be afraid to ask questions and speak to people, essentially.
That's got brilliant advice. So what are some of your future goals then? So I heard you want to bring out some merch soon.
Yeah, I'm looking at bringing some merchandise out soon. David Bayer's made me a real sweet design that plays off the miles better than you.
Yeah.
Basically, the idea that I wanted was like the World War II propaganda or World War I propaganda poster, like your country needs you. So I got like the point, I got my own facial expression with my eyebrow raised and stuff like that, my hair styled how I have it, and basically miles better than you. I thought that'd be a really cool thing to stick on a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's better.
With like miles and miles and miles and miles in the background, which perfectly fits my character at the moment. So I'm looking to get some sort of merch soon. I don't know when it'll be, But definitely some t-shirts will be coming out soon. I just need to find the right time to get invested in that, really. I'd say a goal for me at the moment is to... Sorry, my headphones fell out. a goal at the moment for me is to make this a full-time job. So to be able to be as busy as possible, as just do as many shows as I can for as many different people in front of as many different crowds as possible. That's definitely a goal at the moment for me. That's what I'm trying to work towards now.
Well, with being a teenager, do you think there's a ceiling on what promotions will accept you at the moment?
No, I think it depends on... I don't know. There's a perfect example of being a teenager not like blocking your opportunities. Joe Nelson.
Yes.
He's the perfect example at the moment of a younger guy, much younger than myself, that is taking the ball and running with it. Like, he's wrestling for Attack. He's wrestling for all these top promotions. I think he's just done Fight Club Pro.
Is he still a tribal champion? A title, sorry.
No, he's not a title champion anymore, but he was. Leader of the New Breed champion and stuff like that. So that's a perfect example of a guy that's a teenager that is getting these opportunities. Yeah. So I think it depends on who you are, because Joe has the ability for such a young age, because he's doing it for so long.
I think I interviewed him. It must be nearly 2 years ago. I mean, I think he just turned 16 when I interviewed him about 2 years.
Yeah, he's 17 now. It's crazy how young he is. Like, I think I'm young, and then Joe Nelson's doing all these things at 17. It's insane.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
There you go, Joe. I'm putting you over. There you go.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
I'd say there's a new promotion you want to promote, so it's Wrestleverse. It sounds amazing.
Wrestleverse. So this is a company I really believe in. So on November the 1st, at the Tower in Hull, like right next to the train station, there's a new company called Wrestleverse that's going to be happening. Basically, it's like an alternate universe. So everything that you've seen from the wrestlers that are announced on the show is going to be flipped. So everyone's going to be behaving differently. Basically, if you want to see different stuff and a unique product, go to Wrestleverse on November the 1st, because there's going to be things that you see that you'll never see anywhere else, and it's just going to be really cool.
Sounds amazing. So you could see somebody who's usually a super huge baby face, and they'll be like a really dark heel.
Yeah, like it's an over 18 show, so there's going to be that itself sets a different vibe to other shows that you can't see anywhere else.
Definitely. And is the YouTube series you wanted to promote a separate thing, or is that...
In the works at the moment, we're just throwing around ideas. Me and Adam Maxted are filming a YouTube series for like how to train like a pro wrestler.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
So Adam's going to be training me for like, he's going to give me a 12-week program, basically the building blocks to beginning training, and it's going to be specific to being a pro wrestler. So that's a YouTube series I'd just like to promote. We gave it a little trial run today to see how it was, and everything, and it went really well. That's an idea that we've got that we're going to be bringing hopefully in the future.
That sounds a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So what short term goals have you got? Like, do you want to like get to progress ICW, like your NXT UK, or do you want to go the Japanese route?
I think my style and the way I perceive wrestling and the style of matches that I watch, I think like the NXT UK route would be perfect for me. Obviously, I need to gain more experience and stuff, but that's definitely a goal in the future I'd love to accomplish. Japan would be cool, but I don't think personally I'm suited for that. The culture seems incredible, and the country itself looks great, but I personally, my goal is NXT UK. That'd be a dream at the moment.
That'd be amazing. So the Brits are killing it in Japan at the moment. You've got Osprey, Sabre, Skrill, Chris Brooks.
Did you see
that Chris Brooks match where he was having a match in the swimming pool?
I saw the gif of him getting kicked from a football by an elephant or something like that.
Yeah, I know, you're Martin Kirby, Bree Presley.
Yeah, Gabriel Kidd smashing it at the moment in the dojo in LA, stuff like that.
So where can people see you in the near future?
So Wrestleverse, obviously. I'll be involved in the Butlins shows coming up. That are happening over the next few weeks. Any NGW show, really. Basically, wait. You can wait till some announcements. I can't really say much more in terms of if they've been announced or not. Mm-hmm. But there will be things coming up in the near future that will be announced, so that'd be cool to have a look, and I'll share those around. But yeah, Rise, you'll see me at in the near future. Yeah.
I want to go to a Rise show, just that's on the other side.
Oh, God. Good fun.
Yeah, if
fun, Rise.
Yeah, just tag me. If you tag the podcast in any of your tweets, we'll retweet them and get them out.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much.
So, last question. So, I think this will be a bit of a fun one. So, if you're a promoter for a day, and what should we call your show? Like, Wrestle Cayman.
Okay, that's Wrestle Cayman, let's go.
So, using wrestlers you've either worked with or trained with to be on your show, I'll give you a match type, and if you tell me what wrestlers will be in that match.
Okay.
So, who will be in your opening contest to get the crowd excited?
Let's go Matt Myers against Ligero.
Wow.
Based purely on the fact that of the experience of those guys, and they will know how to get a crowd going, essentially. Definitely those guys.
Okay, who would be in your comedy match?
Comedy match. Let's go Wing Commander Nash.
Oh, I want to see him so much.
Against... Oh, I'm trying to think, because a lot of wrestlers can do comedy, but in terms of being specifically comedy, let's go Don Black.
Wow, yeah.
Or the Pork York, whatever you want to call them. Let's go that. That's it, man.
How about an intergender match?
Intergender, let's go Sean Custer and Zaya Brookside.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, as in like, I thought I meant tag.
No.
Actually, no, let's do that, intergender, let's do that, there we go. That'd be interesting.
That'd be a great match.
that'd be interesting, I'd love to see that.
How about your women's title match?
Let's go Lizzie Styles.
I've only actually seen her once live, and she's brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah. And Lana Austin.
Oh, Lana Austin's another one I've only ever seen live once.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah, she also got Sue Young in Manchester last September. And then you've got your tag team champions match.
Tag team. Let's go, because they've been tagging recently a few times on the odd occasion. Let's go Nathan Cruz or Rampage.
Wow, that's odd.
That is one hell of a tag team. Against either Pretty Deadly.
We can make it a triple threat.
Yeah. Or the Young Guns.
I'd like to see them against the Young Guns. That's a good, real experienced team versus.
Or myself and Lucas Steele, but
fatal four-way. Is that going to be your
mate? Lucas Steele and Nathan are the outfit, so we can't do that. So I'd say definitely after the tag.
Cool. So what would be your main event? It would be in your world title match. You can put yourself. Adam, in
the let's go. Let's go triple threat.
Yep.
Adam Maxted, Robbie X.
With a mask or without a mask?
Depends what he wants to do. I don't know. Let's go without a mask. And Lucas Steele.
Wow.
Let's go that.
That'd be great. That's three contrasting styles.
Absolutely. It'd be interesting.
That was a lot of fun. So, before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Yeah. So, my Instagram is miles_Cayman. So, my name's spelled differently. MYLES_Cayman. Cayman spelled differently. Shock. KAYMAN. And it's the same on Twitter. Those are the two really I really use. I don't really use Facebook for wrestling related stuff.
No.
That's more personal. But yeah, they're my Instagram stuff.
Yeah, I'll put links in the description below.
Really? Thank you very much.
So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
It's been great fun, thank you very much.